94.7 The Wave. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Vanessa Bell Calloway is with us, amazing actress and good friend of the show. And we talked to Vanessa just last month about Saints and Sinners, her hot nighttime drama. And I mean sizzling hot. That is on Bounce TV. But I'm super excited about her one-woman show returning to the Waco Theater on May 11th. This is so exciting. Hey, Vanessa.
Hey, Pat. I am super excited, too. I've been waiting to bring Zora back to LA since I sold out Pasadena Playhouse a few years ago and won the Best Actress in NAACP Theater Awards. So I'm really, really excited to be back.
Tell us the story of Zora Neale Hurston and why this story is so important for people to see and understand.
Well, you know, Zora was kind of a renaissance woman. She was ahead of her time and she was very prolific. And what I love about is like, you don't know so much about her you didn't know. I mean, so much I had to learn about her. But she wrote over 1,000 letters before she passed. I mean, not to only like regular people to loves, but important people like County Cullen and Langston Hughes, you know, the big blowout that they had. It's all in letters. And what we do is Gabrielle Pina has beautifully intertwined these letters with Zora's life. And I tell the story of how Zora, you know, became from Eatonville when she was a little girl to Harlem Renaissance to how she passed away. A pauper, basically, and the trials and tribulations in between. And she's beautifully intertwined these letters to all these different people, kind of like describing different parts of her life, different segments of her life, different things that she was going through. And it is like one 90-minute poem. When I tell you, I get so excited just to say the words that are written. It just, I've never been so excited about doing any project in my life. And the colors, and it's a multimedia piece too. So not only do you see me, but you see visuals and the music. And she went around and she collected folklore and she traveled to Haiti and Jamaica a lot. So some of the things that, and we listened to actual interviews. So songs that I sing and things that I say were actual things that she did and said that she shared in different interviews that she did on radio, you know, before she passed. So it is just one of those pieces that I think people will, you'll think you know Zora, or you may not know Zora at all, or you kind of knew about her, or you heard, you know, about Their Eyes Were Watching God was her, you know, the book, or you may have read some of her other books. But when you leave there, you are just blown away by just not only the wealth of knowledge, but how in depth Gabby has taken this story and the characters. And I must say, I really get into it. I got to pat myself on the back on this one, girl. This is, you know, there's your piece. This is my piece.
Yeah, I know everybody's excited about it. And I think that those letters are so important. You know, this used to be the way people communicated with each other.
Exactly.
You know? And so there is so much historical content that can be found in letters. If you got letters in your family, keep them.
Right.
Keep them and cherish them because this is family history.
And also it threads, what her letters do is threads her life because it's how she felt about integration and segregation and just, you know, about whatever was going on at the time. These letters kind of thread her life. They put it all together for us as people who are like trying to look into her life since she's passed. There is a beautiful way of just finding out who she was and how she did it. And the fact that I'm getting to open this in my good friend Richard Lawson and Tina Knows Lawson's new theater, which is amazing. It is a state of art, beautiful new theater. This is Richard's dream. I'm so happy and proud of him because, you know, he's a major teacher here in the LA area, a very good drama teacher. And he's been wanting this theater for years, and it's come to fruition. And it's a beautiful space. And to be, and it's called Waco, where art can occur, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Because their plans are to do a lot of things. And let me give you the address. It's at 5144 Lancashire Boulevard. It's in North Hollywood. And the tickets are going, they're on sale now, and you could go for information 818-400-1151, 818-400-1151, and you can purchase tickets at WacoTheaterCenter.com. So I open Friday, May 11th, which is going to be a special show, $100. We have a post-reception. And then Saturday, May 12th, 8 o'clock show, which is $45. And then Sunday, we have two shows. We have a show, a matinee at 2 and at 6. And those tickets, the matinee tickets are $35, and the evening show is $45. Then the following weekend, the 18th, which is a Friday, the 19th, which is a Saturday, and the 20th, which is a Sunday, is the same schedule. So 8, 8, 2, and 6. It's going to be great. And I hope everybody will come out and support and bring people with you. It's only 100 seats. It's a small theater. So we are already selling very well, and we are going to sell out. So get in there, get your tickets.
Don't miss Vanessa Bell Calloway, Zora Neale Hurston, Letters from Zora, May 11th at the Waco Theater. And it's always great to see you. So glad you're going to be back on stage again.
Oh, thank you. That's got to do it. In between, Pat, you got to keep fresh. Got
to
do it.
Thanks for riding the wave to work with us.